Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Nicholas Holt of Warm Bodies and the X-Men stars as writer J.D. Salinger, author of Catcher in the Rye, who's inspired as a young man by a writing teacher played by Kevin Spacey in Rebel in the Rye.
Are you willing to devote your life to telling stories?
I don't know if I'm cut out for this. Maybe not.
But everyone knows that the real Salinger persisted despite every obstacle and nightmarish experiences during World War II, coming up with one of the most successful novels in all of modern literature based upon a character he had initially created for short stories.
I think Holden Caulfield is a novel.
No, I couldn't write a whole novel.
You're trying to be clever every page.
It just doesn't feel real. What makes you think you have anything to say to people?
I just want my writing to be truthful.
The movie follows Salinger closely for nearly 20 years, from 1939 until the end of the 50s, when he realizes that wealth and fame don't necessarily mean happily ever after. Kevin Spacey is tremendous in the film, playing a real-life character named Whit Burnett, who, despite heavy drinking and the frustrations of his own career, managed to spot the amazing talent of his arrogant student. The problem with the film is the altogether misguided casting of Nicholas Holt in the lead role. He's far too much of a Hollywood pretty boy to capture more than a dim hint of the real-life Salinger's hangdog soulfulness. It's rated PG-13 for some tough language and discreet sex references, 2.5 stars for the intriguing and watchable, but ultimately unsatisfying, Rebel in the Rye.